aggregating master schedules to prepare for RCCP. Whenever multiple products use the same resources over the same time horizon, their master schedules need to be aggregated or grouped back together prior to checking to see if there is sufficient capacity. Typically, this will be aggregation of individual units back into their product families or aggregating families with similar critical resources. The idea is to determine the total load on the critical resources, aggregating products or product families that share critical resources. Exhibit 4-53 revisits the commercial door manufacturer case study. Assume that the manufacturer has three product families that all use the same critical resources. The exhibit aggregates just the master production schedule, MPS, lines of these master schedules. It also sums the lines to determine total load on these resources. Exhibit 4-53, aggregated MPS lines for related end items. This organization uses make-to-order for families B and C, but controls the backlog of these items to result in a fairly level schedule. Aggregating alternate independent demand sources. Independent demand for a master scheduled item could come from intercompany requirements, spare parts, field service requirements, quality testing, R&D, rework, distribution requirements, and so on. The details of these demand sources also need to be addressed at the master scheduling level. In fact, it may be even more important at this level because the details on demand for specific end units are now available. For example, in addition to customer orders and the forecast, some end items that are typically used only as dependent demand items also have independent demand sources, such as a computer chip that is primarily a component in a motherboard made by a different division but is also sold independently. In another example, the same item could be produced in two different plants. If the other plant has insufficient capacity for some of its independent demand, it could forward some of the demand to this plant. This is intercompany demand. The master scheduler ensures that all alternative independent demand sources are included in the master scheduling grid and verifies that the lead times in the system will work for the higher level item. The master scheduling grid could have another line item for this type of demand, or it could be aggregated into the customer orders line or require a manual entry if it is a source of demand that is not typically encountered. The timing requirements of independent demand items can be determined through pegging, which the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as in material requirements planning, MRP, and master production scheduling. The ability to identify for a given item the sources of its gross requirements and or allocations. Pegging can be thought of as active where used information. C. Capacity pegging, requirements traceability, where used list. Pegging is primarily a material requirements planning, MRP, process and is addressed in detail elsewhere. The RCCP process is performed once the total load on critical resources is known.